So, last liturgy together today, yes? So it's the last one. So why last one? So tomorrow I think you have a trip also to but early a little bit. So today is going to be the last liturgy. We learned that the last three days learned a lot. We learned a lot about fasting, about something also too, about the metanias, about the liturgy, about what we're going to do. I'm going to go through today quickly through the weeks of the fast, the Great Lent, and after that we're going to conclude everything. So the first week in Great Lent is treasure altogether. Number one is the second, temptation. And we learned yesterday from temptation, it's God going to tempt me during fasting a lot with many things. Three temptations. This is like at least, there's a lot of things. Number one, I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. I have to eat. I love the chocolate. I love, for example, cheese. I love also to eat meat, for example. And he gonna tempt me too, but I have to stand fast. This is number one. Number two, he gonna tell me, can you worship me and can give you everything I'm worshiping to sometimes? Something like maybe, as I said yesterday, electronics, mobile, whatever I worship what. Nothing control me during fasting. The third one, it was what? Remember temptation, the third one? Yes.
And to
jump, yeah. It means he like, I'm tested. I'm testing God. So sometimes I'm testing God. I'm saying like, God, if you give me this, I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to fast, but you have to give me this one too. This is wrong. So this is a lesson that learned from temptation. So the first week, treasure. The second, temptation. The third? Huh? What? I can hear.
Prodigal son.
Prodigal son. What? Sorry? Like the deacons, they are so sleepy. The third week is?
Prodigal son.
Amazing. Prodigal son. What we learn from... You have a question? Yes.
The devil wants you to think like even though it's not fasting to see food, you're like, oh, I want to eat chocolate, I want to eat donuts, I want to eat all fasting, not non-fasting food, but you can't.
Exactly. You know, the devil also too try to, as Katrina said, he try also to make something, a play on me, a game, for example, like as I said yesterday, I'm looking to the ingredients. Oh, it's made content milk, so it's, I can eat it. Or for example, oh, the donuts at Tim Hortons, it's Xiaomi, so I cannot eat it. It's okay. No problem. Don't worry about that. Oh, I have to. I can't fast now. Like, yes, it's okay. Small things. I can pass it. No. Fasting is fasting. Fasting, I'm sacrificing myself to God. I'm sacrificing myself to God. So, first week treasure, second is temptation. The third is prodigal son. What we learn from prodigal son? Yes. Okay.
That you shouldn't leave God and follow all the temptations that Satan tells you, because then you're not going to have a good life.
Good. What else?
Yeah.
When we can't leave our father, we're going to take, yes, yes, okay, let's hear, I'm going to go back.
Like that, if you sin and like you have to go back and repent like the prodigal son did, and then his dad forgave him and he was happy because he still came back.
It's like when the prodigal son asked for money, but it's not all about money. Just
not all about money, yes.
It says sometimes when you do sins, it's normal, but you should always come back to God.
Come back to God when you do something wrong.
That if you leave God, you're going to be lost, but God always is ready to have you back.
I love you conclude all the prodigal son in one sentence. Yes.
That God is a compassionate and merciful Father.
God is compassionate. He's my father. Yes, Adam.
This is like as well one of the stories where there's I don't remember the names, but
there was one father, there's a person who was young. He had an older brother, and that's, I'm not sure of the story. I don't know the story, but it was where the younger brother, he wanted to go to another village, and he asked his dad for the money.
Prodigal son. Yes. So, yes, and you have another thing, another lesson we learn a lot. There's a lot of lessons.
That even if you do bad and try your best to let God forgive you, he will always forgive you.
So the lesson that we learn from a prodigal son, it's amazing. We should not leave God. We have to be in his house. And if we left for any circumstances, I know that I'm going to be lost. But still God is waiting for me to come back according to his compassion and his mercy as a prodigal son. So first week, the treasure. The second week, temptation. Huh? Second week? No. Second week?
Temptation.
Third week? Fourth week? What? I can't hear. Samaritan woman. Oh, what we should learn from Samaritan woman too. I'm going to start by boys. Oh, the girls have a lot of hands up. Oh, wow. Ilana, what's 1, 2, 3, 4? Huh? Paul?
We can learn that, like, God is compassionate.
God of, is compassionate. What else?
Is this Samaritan woman?
Yeah, I'm asking about Samaritan woman, yeah.
The story or the meaning?
The fucker type of anybody. No, I'm asking about the lesson that we should learn. Yes, Mike.
That God does not exclude anyone.
Yes, I love this word too. Like, God is not excluding anyone. Wow. Wow.
How do you say this? So that there was also like God just walked six whole hours just to meet the Samaritan woman.
It's compassionate, yes.
Even if we're sinners, we should listen to the word of God.
Yes.
That God always wants you to follow him, and about the living water.
Yes. Living water. I love this. I'm going to ask, what is the living water later?
Don't follow the devil's path. Always follow Jesus' path. Jesus' path is the best way to go.
Follow that Jesus steps, not the devil's steps. Yes?
To help others, like the Samaritan woman.
So, the lesson, any other lessons that we learn? I love the first word, like you have something to say, the lesson. And you have a lesson, you think about it. You forget, you remember?
The story of the Samaritan woman basically says that God will forgive you no matter what. Just don't do the sin again, same sin, after you repent.
As well, when he was walking for 6 hours, he did not eat.
Yes, he did not eat. So, a lesson, a good lesson too, we learned from Samaritan woman. First of all, Michael said, like, I love this word. God is not excluding anyone. God is not excluding anyone from his compassion, his mercy. Whatever who is, whatever your sin, he gonna accept you, and not accepting you only, he gonna go after you. He walked a lot. And it was in the midday, it was so hot. Because he needs only this person to go back to his bottom. So he's not excluding anyone. Whatever you did, he gonna forgive you. But also too, I have to repent, because what happened? She left everything under his feet And she said, I'm going to go and preach. And I need the living water. The living water is his word. The living water is his word. So by reading the Bible more, it's like a living water. We are taking his commandments. We're taking his word inside us. So first week is? Again, first week?
Treasure.
Second?
Temptation.
Third?
Water.
Fourth?
Temptation.
Fifth?
Paralyzed
man?
The
blind man? Or paralyzed? Paralyzed. Paralyzed man? Are you sure? Are you sure?
Yes.
Paralyzed man?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. What we should learn from the paralyzed man? Yes, Katrin. I'm sorry, right, Katrin. Yes.
Like, if we're gonna, like, just do something bad and, like, get chocolate when nobody's looking or nobody's there, then God won't just appear and say, no, you can't eat chocolate, because, like, he won't do that, because he wants us to then we're going to know that he's real, and like, that's almost like the guy that saw an angel, and then he said, like, he should die, but he didn't die.
If life is hard, God's going to help us. If life is hard, then God's going to help us.
If life is hard, so hard, so difficult, God is helping us.
To be patient, and God's going to heal us at some point when the time is right.
Yes, be patient. God, he has his time. I love this word too, because it's very important.
God is always ready to forgive.
Always to forgive. God is always, forgiving.
To always trust in God, because he will always help you.
Trusting. I love too this one.
If you're, like, sick or you hurt yourself, God will always help you if you pray to him.
Yes. If even you are sick, God is helping you. Yes, Lucas.
Just to never give up on your faith with God, because he's always going to help you no matter what.
Yes. Never give up on your faith. You have something? Yeah?
Anything that happens to you, it's for a good reason.
Oh, wow. I love this too. So, you said a lot, and everything, it's amazing. First of all, you have something to say? Yes.
God sent us good friends.
God is?
Send us good friends.
Oh, send us good friends too. Yes, like, right. So, whatever happened in your life, it's hard. I have to be patient. And I have to understand that everything is coming from God. Whatever happened in my life, I have to understand everything, it's coming from him. I have to accept this, and I have to wait. I have to be patient. And God is forgiving me, and God is going to help me, and God is going to send me also to some friends too. Very good. First week is?
Treasure.
Nimto. You slept again. Okay. First week is?
Treasure.
The second?
Temptation.
The third?
Son.
Fourth?
Spirit.
Fifth? The sixth week, blind man, from his born. Oh, what we should learn from the blind man. I'm going to start from here. Yes.
To believe in God.
Believe in God. Yes.
Right. Believe in God. What else?
Keep your faith.
Keep your faith on. Yes. Who else from the deacons? Yes.
Believe whatever God says, because it's true.
Believe whatever God says, because it's true. Because he said something, yeah, Michael?
That you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. That you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you.
Yes.
Exactly. Yes.
And for, you also have to be patient, because, you know, he was born blind. And you know, he was like born it by then. And he had to wait until God came and healed him.
Exactly, you have to be patient.
God will give us what we need, not what we want. God will give us what we need, not what we want.
God, he gonna give me what we need and not what we want. Okay. Can I stop here a little bit? Sometimes maybe I need something, but maybe it's not right. Like, I need something, but maybe it's not. That's why he's going to think about it. He's going to give me it maybe later. Maybe not now. Maybe also it's not good for me sometimes. My needs, maybe my needs. But he knows more what I need. Yes, exactly. That's why he's going to give me what is perfect for me, convenient for me. It's much better. He knows me as father.
To be patient and trust God and to do what he says.
Never lose trust in God, because sooner or later he'll come and help you.
Yes. Never lose trusting in God, yes.
If God tells you to like jump in fire, listen to him, because he knows what's right for you.
Yes. What else? Yes. Yes, girl.
God will always make you happy.
Yes.
God will always give you what you need. He won't give you what you want. If he gives you what you want, then you're gonna then maybe something bad will happen to you. Yes. Go to church every day. Go to church every day.
Go to church every day.
Don't blame everything on sin and be patient and believe that God will still help you.
Believe in God? Yes, Maria.
Believe in God no matter how crazy what he's asking you sounds.
Okay. The blind man, he was a blind from day one. So he born blind. He can't see anything. And suddenly he heard that Jesus Christ was there. So he was crying and shouting, "The Son of David, please help me." So what Jesus Christ, he said to him, what he did? He took what? He took what? Huh? Yes.
He took mud and then he spit on it and then he put it in his eye.
You can imagine that someone, for example, like I have, for example, like, anything. I have wounds here. And I heard there's someone, for example, like he's doing a miracle. And I go to him, for example, I said, "Okay, please, can you do a miracle for me? I have wounds here. Can you heal me?" They said, "Okay, I'm going to take..." Right. So he took some dust or some clay from the down and spit on him and put it in him. And I got like, "Go and wash your hands now." Like, what? What is that? I can't do that either. But this blind man, he was trusting Christ. And he did the same. So first of all, I have to trust God. Whatever matter, what matter happened in my life, I have to trust him. And I know that he's compassionate, he's patient, and he's taking care about me, and he's going to forgive me too. But also I have to trust him. First week is... Oh, you slept again. First week?
Treasure.
Second week?
Temptation.
Third week?
Heart.
Fourth week?
Spirit.
Fifth week?
Spirit.
Sixth week?
Spirit.
The blind man. The sixth week is? No? Oh! The seventh week? Yes, exactly. Exactly. Palm Sunday. Jesus Christ, he is? No, no, no. In the Palm Sunday, Jesus Christ is? The
king.
Exactly. He is the king. So we are preparing ourselves for all the whole. And after the Palm Sunday, we have the Holy Week. So and during the Holy Week, we attend the Holy Week all. And after that, ended by the resurrection. So we prepare ourselves in all the great land to and attend. We do a lot and a lot and a lot until we reach the Palm Sunday, attending the Holy Week. And after that, Resurrection, the Easter. what we conclusions quickly, what we should do in fast or the Great Lenten fasting. What we should do? The first day, together, I remind you what we should do during fasting. So let me know, Keda, quickly in 2 minutes, what we're gonna do in the great, this Great Lent. First of all, I have to fast. Exactly. So I will not ask who is fasting or not fasting. I'm not asking now, okay? Shen Mahadish, don't tell me. So you have to go to your fast of confession and say we have to, like, so you have to go back to your home and ask your parents, we have to fast. We have, if you're not fasting now, we have to fast. We should fast. This is the first week now, and the first week it's already done. You can imagine today is Thursday. So already the first week is, it's almost finished. So the first week from the Great Lent already finished. Oh my God. How many weeks left? I don't know. 6 weeks? 7 weeks? Okay. 6 weeks or 7 weeks? 6 weeks? Okay. You can imagine that only 6 weeks, for example, like, is left. So, khalas. So we have to fast, first of all. But how to fast? This is very important, too. As I said, don't go through the temptation of the devil that he's going to tempt at you and say, like, okay, you can eat this and this, or eat this. And what we should do also do during fasting? Yes. Huh?
Pray, go to church, and learn self-restriction and self-control.
So self-control, yes, in everything. What else do? What we should do during fasting, during your Great Lent? Yes.
Matanyas?
Yes, we have to do more matanyas, and you have to ask your Father of Confession, oh, how many matanyas I have to do it? I have to do more matanyas. Yes, sure. What else?
The man that had the leprosy, then he was asked to wash in the Jordan River 7 times, and the one where like these men were gonna like fight the walls and then angels came and. And they went and made all of the soldiers blind.
Exactly. Yes, what we should do during fasting, you said more tanyas. Yes, you said here self-control. What else?
Pray in the morning, at night, and in between.
Yes, pray more, pray in the morning. What we should pray in the morning and the night, for example, during the day? What we should pray? Let me know. Yes. Huh? Prayer, what is God's prayer? Yes.
Maybe like the Thanksgiving prayer?
Yes, maybe the Thanksgiving, maybe it's okay. Yes, it should be the Thanksgiving prayers. Yes, what else?
Jesus prayer?
Jesus Christ prayer, yes, Jesus Christ prayer. We should pray also from the Agbaya, from we have to pray from Psalms, also too in the morning and at night, also too. Jesus Christ prayed during the day. We have to do the matanyas. We have to pray more. We have to attend more liturgy. We have more also to have self-control in ourselves and have to fast. So different life, different things. Mike, you have something to say?
We should decrease the time of something that we enjoy doing and change it so then we will have more time to pray.
To change our lifestyle, and we have to change the time too, like, to make the time more for God. Yes.
I have a question. Why on Good Friday, I think it's like the long liturgy thing or the Vespers thing that we do. So there's this part where Abuna, like you or Abuna Shula, put the roses into the box with oils and stuff.
This is a Good Friday? Yes, the Good Friday, yes.
Why do we do that? I know it represents God.
It representing the buried, yeah, we are burying God. Burying.
Why
It's usually when we, for example, someone has died, for example, that we put some flowers, right? That's why we are using flowers, okay, as if we already we buried God, Jesus Christ, inside the tomb. That's why we are using some flowers. And the roses, the majority of the much better, looks good also too, the roses. So that's why we're using flowers. If you go anywhere, for example, like in a cemetery, you're gonna see, for example, when you are burying someone, so we have roses, we have flowers, and we throw the flowers on him also too. So we do the same. We're giving back to the people. Yes, we distribute it to the people. Yes, exactly. So, yes, you have something? No? Okay, yes.
I have a question. Why did you use palms on Palm Sunday with palms from palm trees? Why?
So she's asking why we are using palms. So, and you're doing Palm Sunday because the same one happened. You remember, it's written, if you also open the gospel, and we're going to read, the people also too, they have palms in their hands and they are shouting, Hosanna, Hosanna. That's why we're doing the same. So we learned a lot and we have a lot of things now to know and to understand. Okay, fast and prayers and also obey your parents too. Okay, and please go back to your home today. And if you're not fasting, asking your parents to start fasting, okay? And self-control, God gonna bless you and gonna bless everything in your life. I'm gonna miss you and gonna miss the liturgy in the morning with you because really, really I'm praying with angels. So really I miss you a lot. So, but please try to attend if you finish, for example, we have on Tuesday, the next week, Tuesday is the cross feast. So we are praying in the morning. But starting from Friday, so we have a late liturgy from 4:30 to 6:30. So you can finish, for example, your classes, your school, and you can come attend on Tuesday or Friday night evening. You can come and attend the liturgy from 4:30 to 6:30. You can, for example, you can take your breakfast in the lunch hour, but early morning, and after that, continue your day by fasting, okay, and come to the liturgy. So you can do that, for example. You can take your lunch in the early morning, okay? Or breakfast, I mean. Breakfast, and finish your breakfast and come and stay all the day fasting and come to the liturgy also by fasting. So try to do that. So try to attend a late liturgy at least once per week. We have 2 days now during the next week, during the weeks, the coming week, Tuesday and Friday, okay? Again, go also to your Father of Confession and ask him for what we should do, how many metanias, what we should pray, what we should read, also to reading the Bible more, give time more during the Great Lent to God. And glory to God forever, amen. We're gonna stand up all together, we're gonna see the response, and after that, the creed, all the deacons go inside the altar.
The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, well, God, our Lord, I have sinned, Lord Jesus, forgive me, for there is no servant without sin, nor master without forgiveness.
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, for thine is the glory forever. Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, the perfect Trinity, we worship him and glorify him.
And Sophia Theoprosomen, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, can omith me.
Believe in one God, God the Father, the creator of heaven and earth and of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God.
Scriptures. Ascended to the highest, and sits at the right hand.
the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen.
Is more at an epoxy.
Oh,
God.